Then, nice. It is 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles, Wednesday, May 8th, AD 2024, and it's gonna be a fun show. Hopefully, right? We'll see. I'm gonna talk about regulation. I got an interesting super chat coffee yesterday that I did not read. From Popcorn Thump Keg about regulation, and it made me think of a couple of things going on in the world that have been going on for decades. And so I will do my best to cover that, and maybe I'll even keep it pithy. We'll see. You can call in 1-888-775-3773 between the hours of 9 to 11 Pacific time. Well, if you call at 11, it's over. Because I end at 10:55 in time for Joel Friday TV. Catch him at 11. There was something else that... Oh, he also talked about the homeless thing and how Trump wanted to move them out. He wanted to move them out. And that's understandable. And some other things going on in the world. We'll just play it by ear, if you will. We'll have a loosey-goosey The Hake Report show. How's that suit you? And we will read your super chats, guys. I did not get to all of them yesterday. How's that grab you? But anyway, guys, let's just get started with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's The Hake Report. The Hake Report. La la la. Oh, it's The Hake Report. The Hake Report. La la la.
Hey guys!
Oh, it's The Hake Report. The Hake Report. La la la. Oh, it's The Hake Report. The Hake Report. La la la.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. Yes, this is not a Hake shirt. This is not a JLP shirt. It is a... I wonder if I can rearrange my setup. It is a gun range t-shirt. Random gun range t-shirt. American Shooters, Las Vegas, Nevada. I like to go to Vegas. I was thinking of going to Vegas this weekend, but I might not go. Not specifically going to go to Vegas, because I like to go to the Colorado River, which is further than Vegas, all the way into, Vegas is in Nevada, all the way into Arizona, the Colorado River, beyond the Hoover Dam, the one good thing Hoover did. No, I don't know. I don't know anything about Hoover. There were some super chats and live chat things that did catch my attention. Guys, that I would like to address about the Irish, and are they white? You callers say the most cockamamie things, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right, I guess it's true then. And it turns out not necessarily to be true, but don't expect Hake to fully fact check you. Just take everything you hear on the Hake Report with a grain of salt, from Hake, from callers, from super chatters. Even though I do find the live chat to be educational. All right, just another tip, okay? It's a tip. So let me tell you before I get started with calls, guys, and I do mean to get to calls. I had to cut Mark from Los Angeles short. Apologies, Mark, I guess. I'm not that sorry, but I will... attempt, if you do call in again, to give you more, a fair amount of time, right? But regulations. Let's talk this regulations mess. I got this interesting coffee on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport from Popcorn's Thump Keg about regulations. So let's hear, or let's see. I'll see you here. You had a caller the other day. Oh, no, not that one. Boom, boom, boom. I wonder if I have it. I can just go in over here. A phrase that has been become really common, says Popcorn Thumpkeg, writes him, he or she or it, AI, has been, get rid of all these regulations. That's right. I'm with that phrase. It usually results in a lot of right on chants, says Popcorn Thumpkeg. And it sounds good, says Popcorn Thumpkeg, admits Popcorn Thumpkeg. But when you press people who say things like that on which regulations do they want to get rid of? Specifically, they typically crumble, opines Popcorn Thumpkeg. In his opinion, they crumble. I don't know. Let's get rid of all these regulations. Which regulations specifically? I don't know. And so he calls that crumbling. I'll give a simple example of a flavor of regulation that I think most people would agree with. Antitrust regulations. Those are against monopolies, right? Are in place to, in part, prevent companies from conspiring, which is illegal. Conspiracy is illegal. In secret, to fix prices and or form monopolies, where they shut out all the competition and then it's just happy jacks, easy going. Easy money. Whether or not you believe that companies still conspire to fix prices isn't of much consequence unless you're arguing that since it still happens, just get rid of antitrust laws altogether, because it does still happen, supposedly. Get rid of antitrust laws altogether. And he's talking about laws. Laws, regulations come from laws in addition to other things, and I'll get into those other things. If that happened and gas goes to $15 a gallon at every gas station, which wouldn't happen because somebody would go cheaper, some scab would go cheaper, and then everybody would go to that gas station, the people who know anyway. The same people screaming, get rid of all these regulations, wouldn't be saying somebody needs to do something about this when you're dealing with companies that operate nationally. Who would that somebody be? What's my point? The conversation about... So he thinks that the government is the answer to stop that from happening. What's my point? The conversation about regulations should be more nuanced, he says. If you sat someone down and went through the federal regulations one by one, that would take... I wonder how long that would take, because there are a lot, I heard. There would be a mix of, I agree with this one, I don't agree with that one. There would probably be a mix of, this has no business in the federal government. It should be local or self-imposed or whatever. One more example. Who's against net neutrality? Do you even know what that is? What it is? I've heard the buzzword net neutrality. Is anybody, press one if you're for net neutrality in the chat. Press two if you're against net neutrality. Press three if you don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't trust it. Because I don't trust anything that the government does. But thank you, Popcorn Thumpkeg, for your super chat. Now let me explain my thing on it. I came across this video / podcast in which Eric Prince, you guys heard of him? E-R-I-K. He's the brother, I believe, of Betsy DeVos, Trump's, incidentally, education secretary. Eric Prince was founder, I think, of Blackwater, which was an independent contractor, much maligned in the evil Obama administration. Independent military contractor. They went and did awesome things, I heard. I don't know. Three is for don't know what it is. I'm getting a lot of threes. Interesting. Thank you guys for responding. What's up, Twitch crew? And that's referring to net neutrality. They don't know what net neutrality is. So when I was listening to this, he's a very knowledgeable guy, Eric Prince. And he talked about the six enemies of big government combating cartels in the Ukraine war. This was back in the fall, I guess, of last year. I talked about it a little bit before already. And this man was interviewing him named Ryan Shaw. And it was a very interesting interview. I think I heard about it from Cernovich. And he said, for example, what did he say? The president doesn't have the power that the people think that he that the president has, said this interviewer to Eric Prince. Sean Ryan, not Ryan Shaw. Sorry. Sean Ryan. S-H-A-W-N. Not to be confused with R. Sean. And that's true. And one of the things that he went into is we have this big bureaucracy and it's regulatory state. And a bunch of unelected bureaucrats appointed by the president, the permanent bureaucracy. Andrew Jackson, one of our greatest presidents, was not for it. He wanted the spoils go to the winner, meaning you fire all the bureaucracy, the bureaucrats in the so-called executive branch of the government, who are by and large liberals, anti-Trump, and you bring in your people. It would maybe be inefficient, maybe, but the government's not supposed to be that involved in stuff. It has some basic functions. It has some basic purposes. Protect our borders, which it's not doing. Spend money wisely. It's not doing. I think I saw a graph in which 60-something percent of the budget, maybe more than that, most of the budget is going to welfare spending. Because we got this evil thing. It's not even working. You know, it's barely functioning. It's used as a slush fund, I heard. I don't know. Called Social Security. And if you put your money in Social Security versus a private account, you'd make way more money in the private account. But no, they want to do the Social Security stuff. Because the government wants to play mama and help you save for your retirement or if you get sick or whatever. Or hurt. So there's these huge bureaucracies, all kinds of money. Some of them are funded on fines. They impose fines, and that's how they stay afloat. So that's kind of a corrupt incentive to stay paid or keep your government bureaucracy paid. Impose fines on people. And some of these fines are ridiculous. I don't have anything specific for you. But, you know, if you go into these, to address what Popcorn Thumpkeg says, if you go into these specific fields, they could rattle off some regulations that aren't important. Even OSHA, Occupational Health and Safety Administration, whatever, is filled with these corrupt people, I bet, where they go overboard or have these rules that don't make sense. There's some fine-tuning necessary. I have this. Look, pull up this government workers donate. Government workers donate. Hillary Clinton, not Trump. Oh, thanks, Nick. I wasn't even planning on using it because I knew it was bad and I didn't really tell you about it. But government workers donate. Yeah, there it is. Government workers shun Trump and give big money to Hillary Clinton. This was from end of October, just before the 2016 election in which Trump won, right? By Jonathan Swan, the far left outlet, The Hill. Pretty far left. Federal government employees. They call them workers. Some of them don't work much. opened their wallets to help Hillary Clinton beat Donald J. Trump November 8th. Of the roughly $2 million that the federal workers from 14 agencies spent on presidential politics by the end of September, about $1.9 million, 95%, went to the Democrat nominee's campaign, Hillary Clinton. And look at Hillary Clinton. Joke. If you donated to Hillary, I don't respect you. I respect you as a person, as a fellow human being, I guess, maybe. If I have any respect at all. But I don't respect you, your politics, your sense of judgment. I know people who've voted for Hillary. And then they turned into white nationalists. Some of them. Okay. It's an according to an analysis by The Hill. And look at this breakdown. Donations by federal workers to Trump and Clinton presidential campaigns. $1.852 million. To Hillary. By federal workers in the 14 top agencies, so-called top agencies, by the end of September 2016. $106,000. Not even a tenth. Not even 5%, or maybe 5%. Went to Donald J. Trump. That's Department of Agriculture. 99% went to Hillary. 99.4% went to Hillary. Department of Commerce, these people make a lot of these regulations. It's not just the elected officials writing laws who are subject and answerable to the people somewhat, maybe, who are writing these regulations. It's the executive branch. And many of them are undermining, we're undermining our greatest president.
Oh, he didn't build the wall.
Yes, he did. Commerce, 98.2%. Defense, 84% went to Hillary Clinton. What a joke. She was Secretary of State, by the way. 84% went to Hillary Clinton. Edumamification, Department of Education, that Ronald Reagan was supposed to get rid of back in the 80s. 99.7% of donations in the Federal Department of Education of these employee donations went to evil Hillary Clinton. What a sick department. Department of Energy, 95%. DOE. I was like, DOE? What's that? Health and Human Services, HHS. Department of so-called Homeland Security, 90% went to Hillary Clinton. You think Hillary Clinton is going to secure the border or secure the homeland? Give me a break. HUD, of course. HUD. Socialist redistribution of ghettos under Obama and others. 96% to Hillary. IRS, the evil IRS, 94% anti-Trump, pro-Hillary Clinton. Department of Labor, 99.4% socialist. Department of so-called Justice, 97% voted for Hillary. The State Department, get rid of me so that they can see that. State Department, Treasury, and Veterans. The Veterans were the second least worst. State Department, 99% for Hillary. She was the Secretary of State, right? Can you get rid of my picture here, Hassan? 99% for Hillary Clinton. Treasury, 95%. Veterans, 88%. Source, FEC, Federal Elections Commission, data covering donations given more than $200. Whoa. So that's the percentage of donations more than $200. Oh, okay. So it doesn't include the $15 donations. Maybe there's a bunch of $15 donations for our greatest president, Trump. That's one of the things that this Eric Prince guy said was that the permanent bureaucracy state, the pure permanent bureaucrat state, was for the Democrats. And if you're for Democrats, you're not very logical or sensible most of the time. Have you met a logical, sensible Democrat? I've met some people who are like, maybe they snap out of it. You may be well edumamificated, well educated, brainwashed, which is to say brainwashed, full of yourself. The problem with government is it's made up of people, and people are your enemy, other people. They're not your friend. They're not looking out for you. They're not in your best interests. And they're not sensible or logical. Especially if they're Democrats. What in the world? Trump said, for every new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated. Remember that? I think that's from one of these dolls, or action figures, I should call it. It's not a doll. Like maybe this one. Let's see if it does it.
And then I tweeted, you know, I have many millions between Facebook and Twitter. It's great. It's like owning a newspaper without the losses. It's incredible. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
I'm going to keep playing it until I find it.
And yes, together, we will make America great again.
They voted against that.
Oh, Don, you're a little controversial. You're talking about illegal immigration.
Hold on here. Come on.
We are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
That was the swamp that donated to Hillary Clinton.
They say, is Donald Trump an intellectual? Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
I heard he has like 190 IQ or 180 IQ, right? According to somebody in my callers.
For every one new regulation,
there it is.
Two old regulations must be eliminated.
He's a businessman and he knows that some of this stuff is insane. So, ask people who are working in those industries, Popcorn Stumpkeg, if you want to know. In general, since 1984, according to Eric Prince, there was this so-called Supreme Court decision that said the, yeah, man, dolls are not morally straight. The Supreme Court said that the regulations imposed by the federal government, not by these laws, not made by Congress, but by these evil people under the Obama administration. Under the Obama administration, according to Eric Prince, let me tell you this part. Under the Obama administration, and then I'll tell you about 1984. 80,000 pages of new regulations a year they made. 80,000 pages of new regulations a year under the Obama administration, according to Eric Prince. And don't ask me where he got that, but he knows his stuff. And I consider him more of a reliable source than, the snake from Arizona. Let's just leave it at that. But 1984, let's see, bum, bum, bum. Not passed by Congress, by the way, but written by bureaucrats and all the different federal agencies as to food, air quality, you name it. Ammunition. Wow. There was a case against Chevron in 1984 in the Supreme Court where the Supreme Court said that these regulations from the bureaucracies have the force of law. That means if you violate their regulations, it's a felony. I'm using my snake to say it's a felony. Now, they've backed off a little bit from that more recently, according to Eric Prince, formerly of Blackwater. Obama went after Blackwater, by the way. I think that they did good work, if I'm not mistaken. And Obama didn't like when men do good work. He likes softies. Lame-os, tie the hands of the soldiers and police behind their backs so that they can get killed by the blacks and the criminals and the terrorists and stuff. So it went really out of control. And the Congress, the Republicans in Congress, for many years, there's been a bunch of rhinos who have, like, you know, slim majorities of Congress. They have the power of the purse, right? Men controlling the purse. The woman's purse. And they can close that purse and choke it off. Don't fill up that purse with money. Don't feed these bureaucracies their money. I'm cracking because I'm growing. And that chokes out bureaucracies, including the evil IRS, who hired a whole bunch more. And didn't they train them with guns and stuff? Uh, just cut off their money supply. But no, they do these big, huge bills, thousands of pages long sometimes, like Obamacare and many others. They don't read them. It's filled with lawyer jargon. And it has all kinds of mess in it. Obamacare said you have to, I think that they said that you have to support the LGBT, the transgender stuff in prisons. Obama definitely did that. Supporting transgender stuff in prisons and military and all that stuff. Pretty sick. And the bathrooms in schools and locker rooms. All kinds of corrupt, evil things filling up these regulations. And when not only is it worse to be dependent on people, period, it's even worse to be dependent on the government because they don't answer to you. There is no recourse when they do you wrong. They can cut off your money anytime they choose. They can conjure up some crime you did or violation you did. They can look the other way at all the other criminals and violators and subsidize them like they're doing with... I heard that Obamacare is actually going to illegals. Remember when Joe... who said you lie? Joe Obama, you lie. I think he died, actually. No, he might still be in there. Joe Wilson shouted, you lie, at then-President Crooked Obama, who was lying. He said, Obamacare won't go to illegal aliens. You lie! And that was a lie. It proved to be a lie. And evil Oprah was like, remember he said that? The disrespect. Because he's black. Evil woman. Joe Wilson. He's still alive. 76 years old. Nice. South Carolina. So hopefully that helps. You can look into it for yourself. And then, I mean, a lot of times people are what Clarence Thomas's grandpa called educated fools. Educated fools. Clarence Thomas got his education, and then he became a black radical. Did you know that? Supreme Court Justice. And he became an educated fool. All full of himself, believing in the racism mess. But he overcame being an educated fool. So shout out to the educated fools who are writing all these regulations against the people, thinking that you're doing something good. It's a mess. Over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport, Boulevard bought 10 coffees. Thank you, man. Very generous. Santino Robles said, you did read my Buy Me a Coffee message for the JLP show. You may have thought it was from yesterday. Hopefully you'll read it tomorrow. Thanks anyway, Hake. I read them. I think I read them. I think I read the one about... Oh, maybe I didn't get to it. I remember reading it, but I don't remember reading it out loud, Santino. My bag. I don't know how that happened. I remember thinking, I have to censor this, Santino. I'm going to have to drag that back into the folder there, man. Santino. Because he said... Bum, bum, bum. Hang on. Complicated business. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I don't think you're. I think you're right, Santino. I did not read that one. I skipped it somehow. But yeah, I was planning on censoring it. I was planning on censoring it, Santino. But thank you, man. Appreciate the heads up on that. Santino buys coffees on JLP and Hake. That's cool. Jabrail, NTP donated a Rumble rant saying peace. And Donnie Girl's idea, a Rumble rant saying they're finally withdrawing the vaccine. Really? 4 years too late, she says. 2 years ago, my mom didn't survive her two negative breast cancer. Her two negative breast cancer because of it. Allegedly by me, says Dawn. Wow. I'm going to have to mod Old Saucy because there's a lot of... there's a lot of spam. Is it spam? Is that what you call it? Among the... on the live chats over on Rumble. It's ridiculous. All these people. Never click links over on Rumble. Unless it's from us. And even then, do so at your own risk. Because there's a whole lot of corruption in the chat. People posting mess. So, Old Saucy, you are moderate. You're going to be moderated shortly here. I just tried to do it for you guys. Crazy. Old Saucy's bit. He's kind of spicy, though. So, he's, I don't know. He gets himself in trouble. All right. Is that all? Let me read about this this old thing about homelessness from Popcorn's Thump Keg, because that was sort of interesting to me. Last week, I kind of had to rush through it. He said, I had a caller the other day that mentioned they're moving away from Atlanta. One of the things was the homelessness. She had to see so many homeless people. Yeah, I mean, it's a blight. It's ugly. It makes your neighborhood less nice. It cramps the businesses. People don't want to go to those businesses. I myself have turned away from going to a grocery store because I saw some homeless with their pants down outside of this one restaurant. And that restaurant, by the way, has closed down now. A lot of businesses are closing down because of the theft, crime, and messed up economy. Thanks, Obama, Biden. Commie shutdowns in the name of the China virus. Yeah. And these homeless bums getting subsidized by do-gooders, both among the normal populace, the liberals who live in like LA, feed them McDonald's and stuff like that, and then and don't enforce the law or stand up for their property rights not to get their cramp taken away. Sorry, kids, parents. By the police, because they're littering their stuff everywhere and they expect us to leave it alone. It's ridiculous. I even saw an interview with a super rich guy who was so bothered by the fact that he had to see homeless people when he's leaving his house, headed to a private airport to get on his jet. Think about that for a minute. This guy is bothered by the fact that when he's being driven in his luxury car to a private airport, get on his jet, he has to see homeless people. What an inconvenience, right? It is disgusting. It is disgusting. He shouldn't be beta about it. He shouldn't be inwardly bothered. You don't want to be an evil, judgmental person. They themselves are evil, judgmental people. You don't let their hell get into you. Well, you do, but watch yourself. Trump suggested buying parcels, and then Popcorn's Thump Keg is judging the people, judging the homeless who are judging everybody else. It's a never-ending judgment. And Hake is judging Popcorn's Thump Keg, judging the people, judging the homeless. It's a mess. Trump suggested buying parcels of cheap land. Trump, a man of love. Right? on the outskirts of cities building tent cities to house homeless people. I only agree with him on it because he mentioned the element of adding medical and mental health professionals. That's poison. Mental health professionals. Facilities to the mix, not just dumping the people there. I say dump them and make them work for their food. And no drugs. otherwise, they have to go to prison and work in prison on the chain gang. Shape up or ship out. Deport the homeless. Kidding around. I'm kidding around. No anti-homeless hate speech from Hake. Thinking out loud, I bet there would be a large group of people that would support the ideas only because it gets the people away from them. Yeah. Not all of them clean up after themselves. I have seen like one or two, you know, like some of them like clean up after themselves a little bit, but then they gain more and more and more stuff. And they themselves are angry, evil, a nuisance, even while trying not to be, sweeping up after themselves, stuff like that. Some of them are more responsible than others. They couldn't care less what happens after the people are moved. Yeah, because you are responsible for your life as an adult. These people are grown adults. Get them away from your town, out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. You deal with your own hell. You know, you don't have a right to impose your hellish, homeless bummerosity onto Hake. Well, apparently you do. This is America. A free country, free for the criminals and homeless bums. But not free for the people who want to make the country nicer. Who like to keep stuff nice. Trump, I remember Trump wanted to get rid of the homeless, maybe veterans, supposedly. People claimed it was veterans. Maybe they were veterans. From in front of Trump Tower. No, you can't be here. You're hurting business. Which is true. You're hurting business. You're hurting the city. And the people of the city. And the people who are making the city better. With the people who are making it worse. Veteran or not. Get it together. You know what I mean? And he shared a Politico in which Trump called for tent cities to address the homelessness. A Politico video from 2022, July 26th. And maybe I'll have to pull up that video sometime. Thank you again for that. It's actually the second time I've addressed his super chat. Kind of had to rush through it the first time. You're right. We should not be looking down and I mean, it's okay to, it's natural to be disgusted. Let's be honest. It's naturally to be disgusted. But we're grown men and we overcome disgust. Right? You're not like, oh! you contain yourself. Be a man about it. Hey, would you give a bum your last bottle of water? No way. I don't have this. This dime is not for you. Carver said, or somebody said, be careful, Hake. Don't dox your dime. They're going to know you're lying when you say you don't have money. And I said, I don't have money for you. Or that's what I mean when I say it. I say, no. No. Or I say, no. No, sorry. When I'm not sorry. You ever say, no, I'm sorry. When they ask you for stuff. Or you just say no. We'll forget you then. Trump, closest thing we have to Jesus today, says Dole Third. I agree with you, man. No cringing, guys. That's right, amen. I don't give to bums, says Chris. Yeah, and I've known other people, like one of my favorite and best, although dishonest, Mexican workers who did quality work, actually. He would, like, take a look at them to see if they really needed it or not. And based on his judgment, whether that was good judgment or not, he would sometimes give to them, sometimes not. And that's how some people are. Be led by the Spirit. Don't have, like, this hard, fast rule, I guess. But but probably 99.999% of the time, you shouldn't be giving anything to them. Because that's enabling. You ever heard of enabling? That's when mothers keep the adults at home to have S-word sex. X-say. Sorry, kids, ladies, parents. And do drugs at home. Or there was an interesting call. Somebody called Anchor Baby weeks ago, maybe months ago. Oh, should this mother that whom I know keep giving Narcan to the son who's overdosing and dying from opioids, fentanyl? Is that enabling him? I think it was Anchor Baby. Or was it Joelle Friday? Was somebody covering Hake's show? I think it was Anchor Baby. It was an interesting question. Should I use this life-saving but expensive drug to counter the effects of this drug that's killing the people? Should I give them should she keep on giving him Narcan? There is a bicycle carrier from like Portland or Seattle or somewhere who's called my show. And his fellow cyclists, they carry Narcan so that they can save the bums who are dying of opioids. He doesn't carry it. Wow. I think he said that he doesn't carry it. It's an interesting question. I mean, seems the Good Samaritan saved that one guy who got beat up. I don't know if it's entirely his fault that he got beat up. A Samaritan who doesn't really get along with the Jews or whoever they didn't get along with, he picked him up, took care of him, and then got him together because he got beat up and robbed. Does Hake go to the shooting range? Go shooting at the range? No, I just look at the cool guns and then I'm like, okay, I've had my fill. Yeah, I think it was an interesting call. I forget, it might even have been superfluity of naughtiness, which Joel called super fruity naughtiness. Super fruity of naughtiness. Anyway. Jaime in Minnesota is on the line here. Jaime, I have a quick question for you. Oh, he dropped. I wanted to ask Jaime if it's true or not true that, because I think he's the one who told me that these gypsies, Romani, are from Romania, and I searched it and it looked like it was true, even though I had bet him a Tar Baby hat that it wasn't true. But he was, I think it was him saying that's Nick, the Anchor Baby. But anyway, here's the answer. No, Romani and Romanian are not the same. They refer to different identities. Romani, number one, the term refers to an ethnic group traditionally known as the Roma or Gypsies. And that's a slur, supposedly. And then I'll get back to Jaime. The Romani people have their origins in northern India and immigrated to Europe with about 1,000 years ago. They're known for their distinct language and culture. Interestingly, ChatGPT leaves out they're known for stealing and scamming. Their unique culture. And they live in various countries around the world. Most numerous in Europe, particularly the Balkans and Eastern Europe. Two, Romanian. This term refers to the people of Romania, a country in Eastern Europe. Romanians are primarily associated with the nation of Romania and speak Romanian, which is a Romance language. How's the stream, guys? We're back. Oh, it was buffering for 30 seconds or so. My bad. I don't think it's my fault. Darn, the stream buffered, guys. So the podcast is going to be off a little bit. So pardon the interlude, but I was talking about, I tried to get to Jamie. I don't know what we cut out, but I tried to get to Jamie in Minnesota. He dropped, but he is back. I'm going to get to him. And I was asked, saying, do I owe him the Tar Baby hat? Or does he owe me? Because we bet. Don't bet, kids. It's just confusing, and it complicates your life. It's your fault, Hake, 100%. So gypsies are Romani, Roma people. Originated in northern India, migrated to Europe 1,000 years ago, maybe, per ChatGPT-4. Don't mention that they stole and scammed, but they steal and scam and pretend to be playing music when they're really just lip-syncing with the, what is this thing, violin or viola or whatever? The fiddle. They're lip-syncing with the fiddle. It's not lip-syncing, but they're playing music and then pretending like they're fiddling. According to, like, Revenge of the Sis, former guest on The Fallen State. Who's that Mexican guy or Hispanic guy who's from there? Not Mersh, but the other guy. He mentioned that. Whereas Romanian people, Romania, Eastern Europe, they speak Romanian, Romance language derived from Latin. Different from the Romani people, they have a distinct language and culture. And this all came up because it was a Romanian man who stabbed those quote-unquote kids in the Apple River stabbing incident in which they physically attacked him because he pushed a gal out of his way, or tried to, when she got in his face. Aggressive woman, aggressive young lady, using the term loosely, problem. And he got her out of his face. He pulled out his blade after they shoved him down and slapped him and tried to push him in the water and stabbed him, and some of them died. One of them died, at least, maybe two. One of them got his guts spilled out. Terrible. But he survived. And the black guy was lying. They were trying to accuse him of PDF stuff. Oh, wanting to be with little girls or something like that, which he called outrageous. And everybody was wrong, but he was Romanian. I'm like, what do you expect? Those people are formerly communist. They don't mess around. Two terms are often confused due to their phonetic similarity, but they denote very different ethnic and national identities. I want to know if there are Romanis in Romania. Anyway, so in my mind, it's up in the air. Jaime in Minnesota. Are you the one who said that about the gypsies, about the Romanians?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. So now I think I had said that you were proven right and that I owe you the thing, and now I'm not sure what the truth is, though.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. You got all the info. You brought it up, and how am I going to defend against that? It's in black and white.
It's not even clear to me, though, unfortunately. Well, whatever. I'm never sure of anything anymore. But if you want your Tar Baby hat, I can... what shall I ask the hive mind next? You can ask if Romani people are in Romania. Ask him that. Ask ChatGPT that, Nick. Okay, so that's...
I know what the problem is. See, what? You're asking ChatGPT, and it can't tell you the truth.
Yeah, they don't even mention stealing and...
See, you can't even look it up on Wikipedia either.
Yeah, you can't say, I got gypped, because a lot of gypsies will gyp you. I didn't know that gypped came from gypsies.
You're going to have to go to a library.
Yeah. So...
But hey... I was listening to what Popcorn Thumps Keg was saying about the homeless people.
Yeah.
And, you know, whoever that person is, Popcorn Thump Keg, they got a good way of thinking, you know? Like, they can use their brains.
Popcorn Thump Keg? Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of wish they would call in so that you could have a conversation with whoever it is, because that would be pretty interesting.
Maybe it's an AI, and this AI has not... developed the capability of verbalizing out loud yet, convincingly. No, but yeah. That would be fun. It would be fun to hear from Popcorn Thumpcake.
I thought about what you said with Trump and that idea he had about making a tent city outside of other cities.
Yeah.
And it made me think about what they said Moses was talking about in the Bible with the people with leprosy.
Yeah.
And the sick people, to send them out of your town. And I'll bet you Trump got that from the Bible.
Oh, really?
And you know what? All these people were saying that he doesn't know the Bible, and look, he's getting good ideas from the Bible.
Nice. Indeed.
See, that guy, he's a smart guy. I bet he's read it 100 times.
Maybe.
So now all those people that said that Trump doesn't know the Bible, they got egg on their face.
True. Yeah.
Where else are you going to get that idea from?
I don't know. He's... Are you the one who told me he has 180 IQ?
Well, what I said was that another person speculated that his IQ is 180.
Okay, yeah.
And I found that on the internet.
Okay.
ChatGPT, if you ask AI about the Bible, it ain't going to know.
Why not?
Because they don't let the AI learn about the Bible.
Oh, really? No, that can't be true.
They don't want AI to become Christian.
You think if ChatGPT or AI reads the Bible, they'll become Christian?
Oh, well, it's a conspiracy, so I
okay.
take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But they don't want it to happen.
True. I mean, I read the Bible, and it rang true to me. And I'm relatively intelligent. Am I artificially intelligent? Don't answer that.
Yeah. But
that's
all I get.
Would you want them to get services, mental health professionals? It seems like that industry is a very hit and miss, mostly miss.
Well, the problem with the homeless people that I've seen, really homeless people.
Right.
Is they don't take care of themselves, and it's a health hazard,
right?
To be around them, they can give you diseases, they can give you sicknesses, pneumonia, whatever. You know, maybe they got a lot of COVID over there. They don't take care of themselves, even if you give them help.
Yeah. Right.
And then with the drugs and the alcohol, not all of them do drugs and alcohol, but most of them do. You know, to keep them warm, you know, you drink alcohol to stay warm. Or
yeah.
Smoke some fentanyl to pass the time. It's a health hazard. It's not only a health hazard, like a physical health hazard, but it's a mental health hazard, too. So if you put mental health professionals in there.
Yeah.
They're going to get sick sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
But not only that, the mental health professionals of today are not like the mental health professionals we had 100 years ago.
Well, I don't even know if it was invented 100 years ago, because...
Like, the mental health professionals that I've seen,
yeah,
they got the purple hair, they got the gauges in their nose, they had drug addiction problems, and then all of a sudden they think they can be mental health professionals.
Yeah.
And they go to school and they get the good grades and everything, but they are nuts.
Yeah, most of the people whom I know who went into the that world are either angry at crazy people. Oh, he dropped again. Or they are something going on with his phone. Or they themselves are crazy or feel crazy, and they're trying to help themselves. So they go into this, like, psychology or whatever. They themselves are, like, more openly crazy, more obviously crazy than than not. Mental health professional used to be called prison guards, Hakes, is Nugget Man, who asked an interesting question. Nugget Man asked, is it a public indecency to wave the LGBT so-called pride flag? I consider it that way. I do consider it that way. I know that Trump doesn't necessarily consider it that way, and Trump did wave it. Nugget Man has held on to that, held that against Trump for years. Because years ago, I guess, there were some gays for Trump, and they had their flag at some rally. And I guess that he went and grabbed the flag from them, said, "Hey, guys," and then waved the flag at them from the edge of the stage. That's what I imagine happened. I've never looked into the story. Because Trump sees it as just a flag. It doesn't show anything graphic. The flag symbolizes everything evil to Hake. But he sees it as how the gays see it. The gays want to see it like, oh, include us, include us. Some of the nicey-nice ones who are just lost in that, lost and brainwashed by the blind leaders of the blind into this radical homosexual stuff. And he's like, hey, I'm not going to turn away from you. You support me. Jesus didn't turn away from the dirty people. Speaking of public indecency, did you hear about Stormy? Well, I don't even like that name. I disavow that name. That dirty video woman in court giving what CNN and the ladies at the Skim call salacious details about her supposed relationship with our greatest president, Trump, from way back in 2006. Way back in 2006, it's not established whether it's true or not. She's just extorting the man, allegedly, or somebody's extorting her, or some story, or whatever. And she's supposedly was a Democrat up until 2010, this Stephanie Clifford, I call her, not to be confused with the journalist woman, although this lady tried to study journalism too, but she went into being a dirty video woman. You dirty people call her Stormy Daniels. I call her Stephanie A. Gregory, and for some reason Clifford is her new last name. Even though I'm looking at her list of past husbands and current husband, and I don't see a Clifford in there. I don't see how her name became Clifford. Stephanie A. Gregory was her born name. Her parents divorced when she was 3 or 4 years old. And children of divorce oftentimes get messed up. She was raised with her mother. People raised with their mother, no father around, or the weak father. Weak father just means all of us, right? Messed up. And markedly messed up. She married and divorced, married and divorced, married and divorced, married in 2022. She married in like 2015, divorced in 2018. And in that time, or maybe before that or after, I don't know, she had a daughter. So she has one child, Stephanie Clifford. Stephanie A. Gregory Clifford. You dirty people, he says. Oh, yeah, I just called you guys dirty. Because some of you guys are like, I quoted Trump as having said, I don't call him Meatball Ron. That's vulgar. And I'm not a vulgar person. He didn't even use the term Meatball Ron, but see, somebody asked him about the term Meatball Ron, referring to Ron DeSantis, the great governor from, you know, relatively okayed governor, I'm pretty sure, like one of the best. Probably the best governor in the states, the top of the dung pile. In Florida, because he's Italian. So Italians have meatballs and spaghetti and stuff. And he's kind of fat. He's gotten fatter. Ron DeSantis. He didn't used to be so fat. But anyway, shout out to fat people. He said, I'm not a vulgar person, is what Trump said. And that's true. And somebody in my chat was like, or somebody in one of these JLP network chats like, Is Stormy Daniels vulgar? Yeah, she's vulgar. Trump is not. Maybe he used to be. According to his books, he bragged about different things. He's vulgar days. All men are vulgar. What is a 70-something-year-old man running for president being classy, not talking about that past error, moral error? And he said, we're not going to talk about that. But everybody else wants to talk about it because they're dirty. So he was shaking his head and cussing in court. That's a time for a man to cuss. Because she was saying all this filthy stuff about him. And she said that there was a power imbalance, and she was shaken by the experience of being around him or being with him. Who knows? She was shaken by the power imbalance. I don't believe. Well, I kind of believe it because he is a powerful man of authority, even when in his fallen state, somewhat. And so that's all the more reason that he should be president, and they should throw out these dumb court cases. The judge is like, stop it. That's too vulgar. That's too explicit. We didn't need to hear that. But the judge didn't throw out the case. What a mess. I'm past the top of the hour. I'm going to get to your calls, guys. There is one line open, 888-775-3773. It is Work Hard Wednesday. You guys working hard or hardly working? This man is a trucker, Jason Martin of Starflyer 59. This is from the 1998 album, Fashion Focus, of all things. And I hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. It is called We're the Ordinary. I hope I'll be right back for the rest of hour two. Hang tight. feel like I would call that moody. Well, thank you, Starfire 59. Somebody said it sounds like Cranberries or Modest Mouse. Hey. Deftones. Well, right on. Thank you, guys, for bearing with me through that. You know, it's all right music. 1998. Let me double check for any super chats that may have come in, guys. You can call in 1-888-775-3773. boom, boom, boom. Over on DLive, we're all clear. Over on Rumble, I got you guys, Jabrail and Donnie Girl's Idea. Oh, Gregatron donated us on Streamlabs saying, hey, Hake, I got a tip for you. Read the rest of this later. Thank you, man. Thank you. And so, are you suggesting I not read the rest of it on air, Gregatron? For, to be safe, I won't read the rest of it on air, but thank you, man. I shall check that out. Remind me if I don't respond. Cool. Gregatron. He's black. And by the way, thank you, Santino. I've put your super chat from the JLP show over on back into the folder for me to read on the J.C. Lee Peterson show tomorrow. What a mess. How terrible. I'm glad that you were able to communicate that to me. Thanks for the coffee. Thanks for the coffee in response to my being remiss. Remiss. In my duties to read Santino's super chat. Imposing your ball on me, says Falcon Ing. Yeah, isn't it so obviously a globe? It's a globe, the Earth. I think it is. Okay. Bum, bum, bum. What's up, Facebook crew? Just checking on you to see how you guys are. What's up? Good afternoon. 45 minutes ago, Lisa, over in the Facebook crew. What is up? Sorry, I'm sad. 2014, yes, your chats are going through. Instagram is the foster child of Hake's chatters, LOL. He never reads us. I do read them. Sometimes I read them too late to respond. I do check them. I do check them. What is your favorite cuss word? He asked twice now, yesterday and today. Sorry I'm sad, 2014 asks in the Instagram chat. Yes, I'm live on Instagram. It says zero people are watching, but I don't know if I believe that. I used to have some haters watching on X. My favorite cuss word is the worst one, of course. Duh. Don't cuss, kids. Or ladies. Ladies playing man, cussing. And men cussing out of order in the wrong context. Instagram is the foster child of Hake's chatters. Okay, let's see. From the Jubilee video, sorry I'm sad, 2014, do you think God hates F-words? F-words, he says. F-word, the single syllable F-word for shmomo shmek shmomo. Shmomo S-word jewel. No, I don't think so. He knows that they're lost and they hate him. Whether they know it or not. But he doesn't hate them. I know that the Bible says, Jacob I loved and Esau I hated. You know, Jacob and Esau. Jacob gave the best land. Wait, I get confused between Jacob and Esau and Cain and Abel. Jacob became Israel, right? Jacob became Israel. He was renamed to be Israel. And then he had however many sons, including Joseph. But Joseph is somehow not a tribe of Israel. But he was the favorite son. Interesting. Evil Jacob, evil Israel, playing favorites. He's not supposed to play favorites. Did God play favorites? Maybe he did, because he did pick Israel. He did pick Israel and Abraham out of all the people. Huh. I was always told you're not supposed to play favorites. I love them all the same. Parents are not supposed to have a favorite child, even though they may or may not. I think evil people play favorites in an evil way, and then the right people play favoritism. You're not supposed to show favoritism. It's in the book of James. You're not supposed to show favoritism. If there's a bum who's in your congregation, you don't tell him, hey, he comes into your congregation, here, sit in the back in the corner by my feet. And then you treat the rich-looking person all fancy, all nice. And it's all ego and emptiness, showing favoritism. So the book of James says don't do it, but I think there's a right and wrong way to do it. But they are lost, and then the people judging them, looking down on the F words, are lost too, of course. Because they're playing, they're not even looking at the, I hate to use the term F words for them. And I can't say ags fay, because that's like too close to, too obvious of the word. I can't say that, even though I just said it. But I'm not going to say that again. I can only think to be like, ags. But even that's kind of bad. So I don't know. You have me. I'm here, buddy. Says, sorry, I'm sad. 2014. You have me in a conundrum. The people who are lost in the not moral straightness in that one particular way, how you guys understand when I say not morally straight. Those Boy Scouts. It's ridiculous. So, no, God doesn't hate them. Not in the way that some may think. If he hates them, it would be in like this godly hatred that you can't fathom. Does that make sense? I'm shaking my head. Thank you. Interesting question. Alex in California is on the line. Alex in Cali. Hey, good to hear from you, man. What's up?
What's up, Hakey Poo?
Hey. I remember the first time you called me that.
So I can hear you better. Who answered the phone yesterday? Because it wasn't Sean.
Oh, I don't know. I shall not dox, but I have a guess.
That's fine, but it definitely, there was some globe tone coming from that voice. Sounded like a total glober.
Oh, dang. That's cold. So he sounded, are you saying he sounded alpha or beta?
Globers are definitely betas.
Interesting. Okay. Cool.
So these anti-Semitism hate speech bills.
Yeah. Have you looked into them at all?
So I feel like this is really old news. All yeah. Republicans and lefties, too, are way late to the bus. Like, Trump and DeSantis already did this back in 2019. And
Trump kind of did it, too.
I told you my story before, but long story short, I got canceled for referring to myself as a goy.
Okay.
The same people who canceled me and exiled me from the music scene here for quote unquote anti-Semitism are the same ones who are on college campuses protesting Israel. So everything's kind of come full circle.
So the literal same individuals who went after you are now protesting against Israel.
Correct. Like Bay Area.
But
Antifa lefty type.
But that's because there are a bunch of liberal Jews and liberals who side with them, who are against what Netanyahu's doing.
Right. It's a hot mess, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yep. It's almost as if they don't know what they're believing.
Yeah. And do you believe that this from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free? Do you think that's a call for genocide, Jay? Cider, Janae?
I'll be the first to admit I'm very far from being a history buff.
Yeah.
But just in general, in my opinion, from what I know about it, you know, there were people on that area of the earth before the people with the little hats came in.
Okay.
And there was a lot of them who were killed, all the same ethnicity. So
was that in World War II?
As close as you can to the G word, in my opinion.
Was that World War II times that happened?
Yeah, like that was...
As you 40, understand.
47, 48, something like that.
Yeah. People were getting killed all over the place. I heard that they... I heard it was a mix of people, including Jews there, too, but not... anyway, yeah. I don't know.
I guess my other point is, you know, Trump and DeSantis did this back in 2019. We're talking about it now.
Yeah.
Does that matter to any of you Trumpers that he's taking away your free speech?
He's taking away the free speech of the colleges, right? Was that what it was? Like, we're not going to fund any colleges that do this BDS stuff, boycott, divestment, sanction. So no federal funding. So that was which is a sneaky way. Obama did stuff like this, and that becomes law of the land eventually, and they kind of expand it to everybody. So, yes, Trump did it. I don't know. I haven't.
It's just weird, man. Like, I was that guy for Trump. You know, I used to use his face as like memes and stuff for all my emotions.
Right.
I was
okay.
Happy posting something. I'd post a happy Trump face. So I was angry. The angry Trump face. I was all about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he lost me with the warp speed and definitely the speech loss stuff. So it's just interesting to me, people who are into Trump who ignore this. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. The warp speed thing doesn't bother me because he's just building a vaccine. Some people knew in advance it would be ill-advised to take such a thing because it was made and not tested long enough, right? And so, but he wasn't for mandating it, so I'm indifferent to that issue. He was never forcing me to take it.
A poison that I gave to everybody, but I didn't mandate that makes it okay.
Yeah, because you didn't intend for it to be poison. That's your fault that it turned out to be poison. Or I of course disavow that it's poison, your point remains. Yeah, your point remains. Isn't it fair to say, I mean, he's not the scientist who did it. I mean, it's like he was just trying to make stuff efficient. And efficiency sometimes sacrifices quality, maybe, or safety.
Yeah.
So you care about the warp speed thing? Do you know anybody who was suckered into taking it?
Suckered into taking it?
Yeah, because why do you care? You didn't, I mean, if you didn't take it.
Because
I don't care about other human beings.
I'm one of those who was coerced into not having a job unless I took it.
So not to dox your status, but yeah. So did you quit the job?
I had to. Yeah.
Nice.
I was surrounded by liberals who were,
you
know, hell bent on that. So.
But you're doing.
It is. I know you didn't have to worry about it, but there are a lot of us who did.
For sure. You didn't have to worry about it, but it was big changes. But you can't blame Trump for that because that's the evil people. The evil people are going to do that eventually anyway.
I don't know. I mean,
Do you still blame Trump for that?
What's that?
You still blame Trump for that, even though it was other people who mandated it on you?
He's part of it, bro. I mean, he's the one who warp-speeded it. We wouldn't have even had it if it wasn't for him. He calls himself the father of the vaccine. So
right.
If he wants the responsibility, I'll give it to him, you know?
Yeah, but he's not responsible for making you lose your job over it.
I don't see how that matters because if he's the one who put it into place, you know, and handed it off to others to be abusive with it.
All right. It doesn't seem fair-minded to hold that against him. But I understand you're angry about it.
It doesn't seem fair to tell people they can't have their job unless they take an experimental shot, that vaccine.
Right, and Trump didn't say that.
I don't know. I know you love him. I just was hoping we could maybe at least... No.
You just have you're just not being you're just sees. Kind of being biased over what liberals predictably did. It was predictable that the liberals would mandate it, but I don't see how you blame Trump for that. It's I see how you do it because you're angry.
I'm not as angry. I used to be really angry about this, but I've been working on it for a long time now.
Nice, but you're still not fair-minded about it. Like, you haven't let it go.
No, I don't feel like... also, like, the people who are, quote-unquote, waking up now, you're way late to the bus, and I don't, in my opinion, you don't get a chance.
Who's that?
Yeah. Oh, it's bad. It's like, yeah, dude, we've been telling you that since 2019, 2020, so thanks for catching up.
Who's that? What are you talking about? Waking up to what?
Like, the lefties who are in total denial that there are any type of side effects.
Oh, right.
Righties. You know, it's a mixed bunch.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of predictable. I mean, we knew that about even like the flu shot 10 years ago, that it's not going to be beneficial for everybody.
I'm all natural.
So let's go into this, the hate speech laws. Trump was, what's the specifics of this, of the Trump thing, the DeSantis thing, and the current thing that they're doing? DeSantis was colleges, right? Trump was colleges.
That is a good question. I don't know how, like, you're saying it's just for colleges. I thought this was like a whole thing in general.
Well, the new one is Trump was about colleges, I think. Funding colleges, federal funding for colleges. Because college campuses are filled with, not with white nationalists who are not for the Zionists, but filled with anti-white and anti-Zionist people who are Black Lives Matter type BDS people. And so he was trying to clamp down on that. Whether it was right or wrong, I'm with you, maybe it's wrong. But he was fighting hate with, because they were haters, with more wrong. And now I think it is an in general thing. It's so-called anti-Semitism awareness. And I don't know whether they hyphenated it or not. It doesn't really matter. Anti-Semitism. But it is, it's been a long time coming. They're the ones in power, and they're going to throw their power, their weight around. And there's a whole lot of people.
That's anti-Semitism.
What's that?
You can't say they're in power. That's anti-Semitism.
Oh, I disavow.
Yeah, on the list of stuff you can't say now.
Yeah, I don't know what the specifics of the bill are. It doesn't matter. The whole thing is stupid. Like, why do you have this thing called the anti-Semitism awareness? It's not even a real thing. It's hate-filled people hating one another and hate-filled people pushing fear-mongering. And when it's bipartisan, it's always going to be evil, almost. I don't know of any bipartisan thing that hasn't been evil. So, yeah, of course.
I think it's probably important for the, you know, Christians who take Christianity seriously to check out these laws, though, because it's basically saying, like, you can't even question who killed Jesus. It seems to be against Christianity in particular.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be surprised. And Chip Roy spoke against it, I remember, because I played the clip of Chip Roy speaking against it. And he gave credence to anti-Semitism, unfortunately, the notion of it. Yeah. But it's a mess. I heard on the American Anchor Baby, Scott Adams saying, give me that blanking list.
Oh, that
I
was
say
awesome.
Every blanking
that
thing
was so
on it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of a powerful statement. Because
it was a righteous anger right there. I had no issue with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and he wants to get every one of the people who helped get that bill out of office. But like you said, all of this stuff is, it's kind of too late. because it's already, the country's already gone, and it's only going to get worse.
Right. I guess my closing point is, and I know how much you love Trump. I was very much on that boat too.
But you went further than me
because he's like he's never done anything wrong. You know, if he's cutting free speech, whether it's on a campus or in quote unquote real life, you know, he's still attacking free speech. And he definitely lost me with the warp speed. I understand your position on that. You don't think it's his fault, but I would disagree with you in a friendly way on that one.
You were more into him than I ever was. You were using his face for memes. You were using his face. You were like, you thought he
was a fanboy.
Like, you thought he was our guy. And I'm like, I knew that he wasn't.
Totally.
I knew that he was a New York liberal, that he was always going to be doing some different things, kind of normie, boomer. But I just see his character come through. He's just a genuine person more than anybody else.
More than anyone in politics is for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting seeing him never really shaken from all this crap that they're going after him with. I wouldn't throw him in the trash.
I give him props for that because, I mean, I rage just from losing a match in a video game. So
yeah.
Shut up.
And you lost one job, but another door opened. You're doing fine today. You go through challenges.
I'm definitely doing better now.
Right.
Life is better.
Better, not bitter. I'm just suggesting.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you may be bitter.
No. I'm bitter, but I still think it was. It was one of the worst things that's happened to this country, and definitely in my lifetime, if not.
Yeah, it was wild. The shutdowns and the mandates and all that crap. But I blame the commie capitalists. We've already been over that. But I just say stand with Trump where he's right, and I think that Trump does no wrong, but I've pointed out stuff that Trump does wrong. It's like you guys don't hear me when I acknowledge
Well, I'm happy
things.
To hear that you're calling him a New York liberal and that you do think there is, because sometimes it comes across like you think he's really perfect. So
he's our greatest president. He's like Jesus. Isn't he kind of like Jesus? Like he's... They overreact to everything that he says. He's unpredictable.
Yeah, we're all a little like Jesus in some way. Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there.
Cool, man. It's great to hear from you. I'm glad to hear this stuff because I like disagreement and hashing it out whether or not we get an understanding.
Yeah, I mean, when we're disagreeing, it doesn't seem to get too flustered. So I'll make sure when I call, I have something for you to push up against.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling, Alex, in California. Take care.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye. And he called me Hakey Poo, which the name just sticks, even though I don't like that word. I feel like I have opened up a little bit. Like some of you guys, I would negatively react to drinkies and snackies. Like American Anchor Baby would talk about. Get your bottomless drinkies and snackies. I'm going to take a break. Did he call it breaky poo or breaky thing? But I don't know. It just grows on you. Maybe it's the low T. Maybe you should start drinking tap water again. Rather than this filtered water stuff. Yeah, at least two boyos at least spells it correctly. P-O-O-H. Yeah, that's the only reason that spelling, like Winnie the Pooh. P-O-O-H. Which is different from number two. That's why I say poo-poo, poo-pooing. And I say it all aggressively because it sounds like number two. It sounds like you're saying poop, but I'm not saying that. When I'm saying poo-poo, it's kind of like, that type of thing. Get out of here with that stuff. So shout out to American Anchor Baby with the drinkies and snackies. Shout out to Alex in California calling in Hakey Poo. Doesn't make Hake seem very, sound very alpha. I do need to eat more of my alpha jerky. Got it in the fridge. Hopefully it keeps. By the way, speaking of the JLP network, I got to schedule the redirect, put the redirect, Joel Friday TV coming up here, guys. Joel, come on here, Joel Friday TV. Bum bum. The only solution is faith. Nice. Catch Joel. And shout out to the people who accuse us of Trump worship and stuff like that. Hey, the accusers of us, there could be some truth to it. Come on, let's be serious. In terms of taking sides, you don't take Trump's side. Like JLP says, keep a space. Keep a space. It's fair to criticize. I like criticism because it's more interesting. You know, the trolls, they get you guys to react. They get me to react sometimes, the people who disagree or all that stuff. Come on, you worship like a mug. Silent Trump prayer. All right. This is interesting to me, or I wouldn't cover it. Show this Woman Girls Trip 1 People Magazine. A couple of a headline and some pictures from People Magazine. Got some hard-hitting stuff for you guys here. Check it out. Women hate each other. This is breaking news, guys. Lifestyle/travel. Woman refuses to go on girls' trip. By girls, they mean grown adult female women, right? Trip. Says she doesn't want to talk about marriage/babies for 3 days. Sounds like a bitter woman. I have a lot going on, but I feel a lot of my friends do not show an interest unless I talk about some when I'm dating, said the woman who wrote on the far-left extremist website Reddit. Not friendly to Trump supporters, by the way. They hate Trump supporters. They quarantine them. Put them in quarantine. It's an article by Virginia something. I had it in my Hake News section, actually. Virginia Chamley. And what people are getting honest about. I got this from the far-left females at the Skim, believe it or not, okay? And the far-left females at the Skim are a bunch of females who also hate their fellow females. A single woman is igniting viral conversation on Reddit after sharing she turned down a girls' trip because she knows her friends only want to spend 3 days talking about marriage and babies. 27-year-old, looking at it, has a bunch of mostly perhaps white gals and then one POC-looking gal in this. It's not a real, I think it's like a stock photo, not showing their full faces. I'm content with my life at the moment. I am single, dating, and don't know if I would like children. But in the event I did, I know I wouldn't want one soon, the woman writes, who's 27 years old, by the way. These women just wasting their lives away. What a setup society has done to the young men and women, and getting older men and women. Waste your life. I've talked about it over and over again. Waste your life in edumamification. These evil females who think they know so much and think they want to get involved in politics and care. It's ridiculous. Stupid. and get a house, which is getting more and more expensive, thanks to your dumb voting patterns, by the way. Five of the women in the friend group are either married or very long-term relationships, either have a baby or are pregnant, two of them. Woman declined an invitation for the trip, writing she told her friends the truth behind her decision. I'm not going because it's a massive financial expense. For 3 days, we only talk about people's upcoming engagements, weddings, babies. I have a lot going on, but I feel a lot they don't show interest, like I said earlier, like I read earlier. On the last trip, one of the women spoke about her breastfeeding plans for over an hour. See, women don't like each other. Despite not being pregnant nor even trying. Truthfully, it's boring and it feels dismissive. It's also a really expensive way to feel bad about myself. To feel bad about myself. These gals just talk about their lives and this woman has to feel bad about herself. I guess she's not actually content, is she? No, she's not. No, she is not. Miserable people, huh? I wonder if it was that gal from that Jubilee video, that Satanist gal, who says, I'm a great person. Ha ha ha. I made clear when telling my friends this, I am thrilled for them all living the lives they want, but maybe it's not the weekend for me at the moment. Meaning it feels like the group has two distinct life stages and I'm in the minority and it focuses on one stage. One of the friends told this woman she's really hurt that she isn't joining the trip. So now this woman is asking Reddit for advice or something about it. And Reddit will support you in your evil. Oh, they may have some like stuff that's sort of close, you know, like common wisdom. But common wisdom is not actual wisdom. Common sense is actual wisdom. Common sense is common to all. It's deep down in there, but people react against common sense. She wanted to share her misery. She thought she would be honest and share the truth about her angry, bitter, emotional, comparing herself to her friends' situation. They're all talking about nothing anyway. And then the other girl's hurt. Massive financial expense. What do they do? Don't ask. We all change as we get older. You naturally drift apart from some friends, especially if their lifestyle changes dramatically, married with children in particular. Selfish ladies. Selfish ladies. All of them. I just found it very interesting, and now it's going viral because everybody's bitter and evil, comparing their lives to everybody else's, not truly stable or confident or content or at peace and shallow and getting older, 27 years old, not going to have a baby soon. What a setup. Haven't they set us up? Who's they? Don't ask that question. That's probably in that anti-Semitism awareness bill. Don't ask who's they. I never ask who's they. But they set us up to the men to be immature, the women to think they're mature and wise, and not to be having children. They push the ondoms K. Condoms and all that evil stuff and S word and schmornography, vulgarness everywhere. Whose they is the most annoying question? Yeah, I mean, fellow human beings and the evil voice within. Oh, you got time. Waste your life. It is a waste of... She is right. It is a waste of money and a waste of time, and it is dismissive. They don't care about you. You don't care about them. But it's a misguided thing, because she's asking for justification on Reddit. They're always asking the outside world, and Reddit people know a lot. There you can get some interesting edumamification, education from Reddit. Just, you know how Hake gets educated from the chat? You times 1,000 for that on Reddit. People get upvotes and downvotes. The most upvoted stuff gets this stuff. And yes, it's very biased liberally. But the information that you learn is quite interesting sometimes. I learned about rabies from Reddit. You don't want rabies. You can't drink water. You die. It's terrible. Reddit is for... I can't say either of those words. Silly people and not morally straight people. 4chan is where you learn info. 4chan's too hard. You have to make it easy for me. Hake is more of a Reddit bro than a 4chan or 8chan or whatever. I don't understand those things. That's too high level for... That's too high IQ for me. They're looking... She's interesting, huh? She's looking outside for advice. Reddit is for atheists, too, by the way. I notice. You can learn where to get alternatives from to StaveSoftFro on Reddit. I was on Reddit for like 10 minutes, probably, looking at StaveSoftFro alternatives after JLP brought up you can't find a... They stopped selling StaveSoftFro. And so I was on... I was like, let me search on Google, this far-left extremist Google website, and it points you to far-left extremist Reddit, which mines your info. It's just that people are miserable and they're set up for misery, and then they go into more misery. She feels judged, so she turns around to judges and asks for more judgment. It's like these school shootings. Anger causes school shootings, right? We all know this. The young men are angry. Sometimes it's females who are angry. Shoot up a school. And then what does everybody do in response? Get angry. And the angry people are going to start to win, and they're going to take away the rights to guns. The anger caused probably October 7th. And then anger in response to October 7th, the Hamas attack. And then they... And now everybody's angry, and the dumb, angry college campus young people and non-college people who are infiltrating, like Frederica. And like, oh, people are waking up to the Jews. They're waking up to the in anger against the best Jews, like based Bibi Netanyahu, right? Somebody posted something. Check out what your based Bibi said or did. And I haven't checked that out over on Telegram. But they're waking up to more anger and fear and bitterness. What a mess. So no, they're not waking up. People aren't waking up to the Jays. They are... getting some information, and that information is mind-boggling. So they're getting mind-boggled, but they're not awake. They're still judgmental, blind intellectuals, and evil's only going to keep on winning. Yeah, some stuff may get better in some ways. Other stuff may get worse. It's a mess. Terrible. All right. I wanted to bring this up for some time. I've wanted to bring this up. Tucker Carlson posted or said this some time back that the vax, the schmax, why did the medical establishment push the China virus vax on the world even when, oh, I don't know if I want to share this, even when they knew it work. I disavow that. Dr. Michael Nels says it wasn't about money, it was about conquering the human mind. And I think that there's a lot of truth to that. Let's take that down because for the sake of the channel. It worked. Of course it worked for the sake of the channel. But not in every case. But it was about conquering the mind. These weak-minded people having fear and giving up and trying to force other people to give up their freedom to run their businesses and live their lives and go to the beach and paddleboard by themselves in the open air and not get arrested for it during the shutdowns, the communist shutdowns in the name of the China virus. Somebody, according to what I heard in the news, somebody literally got arrested for paddleboarding out on the beach during the communist shutdowns. Huh? Well, if we let him do it, we have to let everybody do it. Yeah, how about you let everybody do it? And let them know to give their personal space so that they don't breathe on each other. And they know that when they do this, a lot of you guys are angry and judging the blind, judgmental people who are struck in fear and want to shut stuff down. And so you guys get angry about it, right? And so an angry person who's on the side of what's right is always going to lose to an angry person who's on the side of evil. Evil is going to win because it's two evil people fighting. So evil is going to win. And the human mind is conquered. What do you mean, you guys, Hake? I mean, those of us who are, like, traumatized by these blind, angry, fear-filled ladies and their politicians who shut everything down and force the schmacks, and everybody getting the schmacks, and everybody getting the schmooster, the booster. Not everybody, but a lot of them. And I know people whose fathers have died in their 60s. It's a mess. It's a mess. But I got to end. It was surprising how it just turned into a ghost town. It reminded me of the Boston Marathon bombers. They bombed the marathon and they turned Boston into a ghost town because everybody had to stay home and they were on the manhunt for it. The China virus, same thing. Overreaction to the China virus. What a mess. I have to end, guys, because this is Wolf Eyes Wednesday. This track is entitled Rotten Tropics. It's from the 2002 album Dead Hills. And it's kind of long, so I got to end. Adios, America. It's Well Friday TV coming up next. Callers, I could not get to you. But here is Wolf Eyes Wednesday. Bye. So good. Punk rock. It's noise. Rotten Tropics. Sounds like a fax machine. 6 minutes. At the end for Joel. Isn't it kind of fun? What's up, 55565? Thank you for the lemons and ice cream. 555555565. Isn't it kind of cool? Noise, noise, noise. It's kind of fun. Very demonic, says Jesus' disciple. This is not a joyful noise. Horrible last song. Sounds like my family parties, actually. This is what the T-Rex sounded like. Beyonce's getting into this stuff, huh? Next, everybody. I might have started it just a minute late. My bad. All right, guys. Adios, America. Get on Twitch, Joel.